If you have listened to our podcast about Morgan's Raid, you may be familiar with the name James A. Cravens, who was captured by Morgan's men near Vincennes, Indiana in 1863. James was a prominent citizen in Washington County during the 19th century, and to this day is the only individual from the county to serve as a member of Congress.
I was born on November 4th, 1818, in Rockingham County, Virginia, my parents' first child. You may have heard of my grandfather before. He was the famous traveling pioneer Methodist preacher William Cravens. Through my grandfather William, we were able to trace my family lineage back to Jamestown. Most of my family moved to Indiana in 1819, and my parents settled our family in Hardinsburg. In Hardinsburg, my father John opened up shop as a blacksmith while I attended school in the country. I particularly enjoyed my schooling, but when I finished, I decided to pursue agriculture and livestock trading. And in 1843, at the age of 25, I married Susan Hardin, whose family was one of the first in all of Washington County. In our lives together, Susan and I went on to have 5 daughters and 3 sons. At the outbreak of the Mexican War in 1846, joined the 2nd Regiment of Indiana Infantry, and I was quickly commissioned major of the 1st Brigade of the Indiana Volunteers. I proved myself to be a capable soldier, and I won distinction for myself at the Battle of Buena Vista for my display of bravery and leadership in the battle. In July of 1847, I was honorably discharged from federal service, but I remained a member of the Indiana Militia. It was at that point that I decided that my calling in life was toward politics and the public sphere. I was elected as a representative to the state legislature during the 1848-1849 session, and the following year I won a seat in the state senate, a position that I held until 1853. In 1854, I was promoted to Brigadier General of the Indiana Militia, and then 5 years later, the state legislature appointed me to the important position of state agent. In 1860, I entered the national political scene as a representative from Indiana's 2nd Congregation. In 1860, I entered the national political scene as a representative from Indiana's 2nd Congressional District on the Democratic ticket. I served in this position from 1861 to 1865, but I decided not to run for re-election in 1864. During my time in Congress, I served on the Committee for New Territories. I am a Union Democrat, and I am liberal and logical in my decision-making, so I have never been necessarily bound to partisanship. When the Civil War broke out, I did a tremendous amount of public speaking, advocating for men to volunteer for the Union Army, because I believed in the quick restoration of the Union. During the war, I became friends with several high-profile figures, President Lincoln among them. To this day, I hold President Lincoln in my highest regards. However, I find it pertinent to here mention that when the 13th Amendment was introduced to abolish slavery, I voted against it. I was appointed as a delegate to the 1866 National Union Convention in Philadelphia, where 7,000 political leaders converged to discuss the reconstruction of our nation after the devastation of the Civil War. In addition, I was chosen as a delegate to the Democratic National Conventions of 1868, 1876, 1880, and in 1884. After serving in Congress, I returned to my farming pursuits in Hardinsburg and to my gristmill operation that I had begun in 1860, the same year that I was elected to Congress. My endeavors were incredibly successful, and I was eventually able to expand my land holdings to over 1,000 acres. I saw enough of a profit that I was able to send all three of my sons to Indiana University.
James A. Cravens passed away on June 20, 1893, after battling heart disease, complicated with edema and kidney problems. Shortly before his passing, he briefly experienced a lapse in his critical condition, which allowed him to once more ride his favorite horse over his farmland, enjoy a lunch with his family, and take a leisurely walk before returning to his favorite armchair to read his copy of The Life of Napoleon. Shortly after 2 p.m. on that day, the book was heard to hit the floor, and the Honorable James A. Cravens was found to be dead. His body is interred alongside his wife, who had passed the year before in the Hardin Cemetery.